Chapter 25. The Elven Guard led us on a casual march through the city. Not a single eye batted. It was as if strangers and armed guards strolled through the city all the time. The three of us were side by side, Bazog in the middle, the Elven greeters in front and behind us, with Lydorn close by.
"I wasn't expecting this, Lydorn," I said, not hiding the irritation in my voice. "Didn't you forget to shackle us?"
He said nothing. We kept going, following a deck roadway that led up and around the trunk of a tree. We came to a tunnel concealed behind the woodland. I'd never heard of an elven dungeon before, but this had to be one. The hair on my neck stood up.
"Where is this?"
I whispered over to Bazog.
"I don't know,"
he whispered back. We stopped. Dark hoods were placed over our heads. I said,
"You can't be serious, Lydorn."
He said nothing. We were prodded along, prisoners. Our footsteps silent through every twist and turn. I couldn't keep track of where we were going. I was disoriented. And I had to wonder if it was the structure or the hood. It tingled my head. Muffled sounds. At times it seemed to guide me. I lost track of time, seconds, minutes, or hours. But my legs didn't tire. It was the first notable sound I heard. A large metal door closing. The stuffiness of an enclosed room like a tomb. My hood was lifted. Lydorn and many others stood before me.
"We're here,"
he said.
"Where?"
I said.
"Our prison?"
"Sort of,"
he said.
"It's a place more secure than a prison, Dragon. It's a vault."
My eyes adjusted quickly. The room was ornate, metal, completely sealed with one door going in and out, lit by mystic lapis lazuli that hung from chains on the ceiling. Behind Lydorn, the other elves stood on a dais the color of pearl. The elven guard were gone.
"A vault for what?"
"Ah! For centuries we've been searching, redeeming ourselves for what we lost. We scoured Nalzimbor from one corner to the other. Sailed the waters. Crossed the lava. Tunneled where no elf had ever been before."
He smiled at me.
"And now we have it."
He stepped aside. The other elves parted in the middle.
"Dragon, behold the Ocular of Ore."
A cluster of diamonds in the middle were brilliant like stars, encased in the purest gold and platinum. The ocular was spectacular. Bazog's violet eyes were wider than I'd ever seen. Shum's narrow eyes were circles. I found myself swallowing a lump in my throat. It was as great a treasure as any in my father's throne room.
"How long?"
I said, squinting my gold eyes a little.
"Have you had it?"
"Not long. Little over a decade,"
Lydorn said.
"Have you used it?"
Bazog asked.
"Once,"
Lydorn replied. Bazog stepped forward, eyes on the pendant.
"Did it work?"
"Of course. And what did you heal?"
Bazog said.
Let me guess. You won't reveal?"
"You are wise, Bazog,"
Lydorn said, shifting his feet a little.
"But it's not anything you should concern yourself with. It is Dragon and Sansla Libor that you are concerned with."
He looked at me, my dragon arms, waiting, studying.
"Well, Dragon, is this what you want? Are you ready?"
All eyes were on me. I wasn't ready. Not at all. If anything, I'd just gotten used to my dragon arms. My stomach quivered, knotted a little. What if the ocular did cure me?
I looked at my scaly hands and sharp golden yellow claws. I would miss them. I could do more good with them. Could I do as much good without them?
Dragon?
Bezog said.
Huh?
I replied, shaking the fog from my head.
Oh, well, will it heal me or send me back in time before the trouble started?
I was buying time now, but I had to be smooth. Make certain no one suspected it.
The ocular heals, that much is certain. But the other effects of the artifact are unpredictable,
Lydorn said. The tightness in my chest began to unravel.
Well, now that's the trick, isn't it? You can't really guarantee what will happen, good or bad.
I folded my arms over my chest, held my chin in my hand. I've got a great deal of thinking to do, weighing the consequences of this action.
Dragon!
Bezog stomped his foot.
This is a great honor and opportunity the elves are offering you. This is what we came for. We don't even have to risk our necks. The gift is here. Your only thought should be to take it.
I'd never seen Bezog angry before. There was fury under his creaseless brown skin that was now wrinkled. Fists balled at his sides. His human part had come out. If I hadn't known him better, I'd have supposed he'd strike me.
Easy, Bezog,
I said.
I'm a dragon. I don't rush into things.
You rush into everything. That's what got you here in the first place,
Bezog said, getting right in my face.
Don't be a fool, dragon.
My belly caught fire. My eyes narrowed on Bezog.
I said what Brenwar would say. What your father would say.
It's not your decision, Alf. I poked him in the chest.
It's mine and mine alone.
I stepped away from Bezog's glare, faced Lydorn.
What about Sansa Liber?
We've discussed this already,
Lydorn said.
And we agree to the following.
He faced Shum and looked up into his eyes. Shum stood still, hands crossed over his belly. Lydorn said to Shum,
Capture Sansa Liber and bring him to us. And we promise we'll use the ocular on him before he stands trial and judgment is delivered. How can he stand trial for something he'll have no recollection of? You don't know that, Shum,
Lydorn said.
And if he's not healed, how do you try him? The same as we try any other murderer and monster in our lands,
Lydorn said.
I'm sorry, Shum, but the elves won't budge on this. I won't either. Justice must be delivered.
Shum's face grew tight, conflicted. His loyalty to his king was unquestionable. He'd give his life for Sansa Liber. I felt for him, I really did.
Shum,
I said,
what would Sansa Liber do if he were in your boots? Well said, dragon,
Lydorn said. Shum's steely eyes drifted onto me. There was sadness mixed with determination.
Are you going to help me find him, dragon?
I give you my pledge.
I too,
Bezog said. Shum extended his crossed arms to Lydorn and stretched out his hands. Lydorn took them in his and nodded.
Agreed, then. No, dragon,
Lydorn said.
What is your decision? Sometimes opportunity such as this only comes once in a lifetime. Give me a moment,
I said, stepping away. I pinched the bridge of my nose, rubbed my eyes, raked my claws through my hair. 100 thoughts simultaneously raced through my head. I felt the greatest decision in my life pressing on me. At times like this, I would make a mental list, the good side and the bad side of my consequences.
Dragon,
Bezog said,
the elves are offering you a gift. Don't test their patience.
Another moment, please, I said, spite in my voice.
What seems so easy to you might not be so easy to me. There are consequences to everything. And Lydorn clearly noted there could be side effects. Did your pointed ears not note that? Because I'm pretty sure everyone else heard.
I moved farther towards the corner. I thought of Brenwar.
If he were here, he'd shove the ocular down my throat.
And what would Brenwar say once I left and told him I received an offer of healing and didn't take it? I'd never hear the end of it. And my father? Should I not do it for him? I could be healed and go back to Dragonholm again. I could clean my slate, start all over again. But I wouldn't be as powerful. I flexed my arms, felt the tough but pliable scales over layers of hardened muscles. It felt amazing. I snorted a puff of smoke from my nose. I would lose that. The fire in my belly that could melt metal bars. I was twice as powerful now as I'd ever been before. It was my choice. Mine alone. I could save more dragons with my black scales than without them. I turned, faced them, shook my head.
I'm not doing this.